Instead of blueprints on drafting tables, architects and engineers use computer-aided design, or CAD software, to develop and create new products. That software can create 3D animated models of their final products in seconds, saving time and materials. You might think it makes design a lot easier, but to me, CAD software seems pretty complex.
To me, as like a radio guy who just spends all day like on Microsoft Word, it's kind of way beyond me, but how has it been learning this software?
The first few weeks were a little hard, but once you get the fundamentals, you start to understand it a lot more.
Asa Demert might just be a lot more computer savvy than I am. He's a junior in Sitka High School's design and fabrication class. He and his classmates are learning how to use CAD software by designing things like phone cases.
I've learned how to extrude lines, how to change angles from 90 degree angles to curves and radiuses. And I've learned how to create something two-dimensional into a three-dimensional object.
They're also producing their designs using 3D printers and computer-controlled routers, but Asa is not making a machine or an engine block.
I'm creating a Northwest Coast-style paddle with formline art, and I've decided to put an eagle on it because my mom's an eagle, so I'm an eagle. All of my shapes are formline shapes with things like circles and ovoids, and the way that they run together is very fluid because that's how Northwest Coast formline art works.
Ace's teacher, Mike Vieira, is the design and fabrication instructor at Sitka High. He has co-developed the paddle carving project over the last 2 years alongside Charlie Skolka, a traditional arts instructor with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska.
You know, we're always talking about kind of that holy grail of combining arts, culture, and technology in our courses here. I can't think of a project that combines the technical things that I want to teach more than this. So it's really the perfect marriage of culture and technology as far as I was concerned.
But is this marriage contradictory in its blend of tradition and new technology? Or is it part of the continuing evolution of indigenous cultures? Here's Skolka.
It's all of the above. Yes, it contradicts with everything, but at the same time, art is evolving. If art stayed the same and it all looked the same, it wouldn't be art.
Once Asa finishes designing his paddle, he and Vieira load the design into the shop's computer-controlled router. The router is mounted to a shop table and receives data from Asa's CAD design and carves out the paddle. Then Asa secures a plank of wood onto the table. He finds the center of the plank and marks it in the computer as the zero point. Once that's done, Asa and Mr. Vieira run the router a few inches above the plank of wood, just to make sure the machine is doing what they want it to do, before it tears into the plank.
It's always a nervous time when you press that button to hit go, because you put a lot of work into it and you've got some value of material on the table being ready to be cut, so we just want to make sure that it's operating in the space it's supposed to be and looks like it's doing what we think we want it to do.
Then Asa lowers the router and hits a big green button. He waits and watches as carving begins.
Right now I'm just watching it, making sure it doesn't go off course and destroy everything.
Are you kind of nervous and patiently waiting?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited to see how it turns out.
But suppose the paddle really is destroyed by the router. Asa still has his design in CAD files. In fact, what's to stop Asa from making another one, and another one, and another? Vieira says that presents a teaching opportunity on our relationship to art.
What is the appropriate way to use traditional art so that you're not just taking someone's idea and duplicating it and replicating it and mass producing it, which you can do very easily digitally, but making something unique in your own? There's been a lot of misappropriated items from our local culture over the last several hundred years. And the idea of kind of making sure we're not involved in that is a really important one.
Asa says this project is very different from others he's done in CAD that require precise measurements and a bit of math. He says designing this paddle has taught him about both Northwest art and his own creativity.
I realized that people like to create things that relate to them a lot. With this paddle, I get to be creative and form shapes differently. Nothing has to be perfect because, and then it's going to look how you want it to. And it doesn't have to be perfectly lined up with something that's already been created.
Once the router is done carving the paddle, Asa still has to sand down some rough edges and give the wood some color.
We're gonna fill it in with a colored epoxy and then sand it down so it's flat, and that will really bring out the design. It'll be cool.
But if he doesn't like the end result, Asa can always carve another paddle and try again. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa.